This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A showdown over filibusters could come as early as next week. That's when senators return from a spring break. Democrats used filibusters during President Bush's first term to block some of his most controversial federal appeals court nominees. Republicans are threatening to use their majority to change Senate rules and ban judicial filibusters by using a potentially explosive maneuver dubbed the nuclear option. That change could be triggered when one of the seven blocked federal court candidates is brought up for a vote in the Senate, and the nominee would likely be one of two women, both conservative state Supreme Court justices. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Late last month, in two party-line votes reflecting the sharply fractured Senate, the Republican-run Judiciary Committee set the stage for a showdown. All 10 Republicans on the panel voted for, and all of its 8 Democrats voted against, the renomination of Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen for a lifetime appointment on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They did the same for California Supreme Court Justice Janice Rogers Brown, renominated for a lifetime seat on the nation's most influential appeals court here in Washington, D.C. Democrats warned at the time that the panel's approval of the two nominations was a prelude to a Senate showdown. And right after the vote, Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison gave every indication such a showdown was indeed coming.
We have now the vehicle. We have two qualified women. They have met every test. They have been elected by the people of their states. They have gotten high ratings from the American Bar Association. They have shown their intellectual capacity and their fairness on the bench. And these two women should be sitting on the circuit courts of our country and will add a great quality when they have a fair vote.
The key phrase in that statement, according to University of Richmond School of Law Professor Carl Tobias, is two qualified women.
It's always been more difficult to oppose female candidates than male candidates for the federal bench.
Still, in the last Congress, neither Priscilla Owen nor Janice Rogers Brown got the 60-vote supermajority needed to stop a Democratic-led filibuster on their nominations. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist hasn't said whose nomination he'll bring to the floor first. But when he addressed religious conservatives in a taped message telecast nationwide 3 days after the Judiciary Committee's vote, Priscilla Owen was the only filibustered nominee he named.
To this day, even though a majority of senators support her, she has been denied an up or down vote on the floor of the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, Justice Owen deserves better. She deserves a vote.
That message was amplified by a TV ad rolled out this week from a conservative political action group, Progress for America.
Priscilla Owen was twice selected to serve on the Texas Supreme Court. Endorsed by major newspapers, Owen got strong bipartisan support and the ABA's highest rating.
But in a tit-for-tat move, the liberal advocacy group, People for the American Way, unveiled its own TV ad the same day, showing Owen's face on a dark screen.
This one? President Bush's own attorney general criticized her 10 times.
That attorney general would be Alberto Gonzalez, who sat on the Texas Supreme Court for 2 of the 10 years Owen served on it. In a decision that abortion rights groups have highlighted, Owen dissented in a case in which the court's majority, including Gonzalez, waived a parental notification requirement for a minor seeking an abortion. Gonzalez wrote that to side with the dissenters in that case would be, quote, an unconscionable act of judicial activism. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who also served on that court, argued during the Judiciary Committee vote on Owen's nomination that Gonzalez had not criticized her.
The record's clear that Justice Gonzalez actually did not, I say not, accuse Justice Owen of judicial activism. Any fair reading of the opinion will demonstrate that.
But Judicial Committee Democrats argued that Owen, who's seen as a protege of her one-time campaign manager Karl Rove, has a record that does not deserve confirmation. Vermont's Patrick Leahy is the panel's top Democrat.
Her rulings favor the interests of big business over ordinary people. But I'm very concerned about her activism, her record of ends-oriented decision-making. You read case after case, particularly in those in which she was a sole dissenter.
What's more, Democrats accuse Republicans of having held open the seat on the Fifth Circuit for which Owen was nominated 4 years ago by not even allowing hearings for nominees submitted to fill that vacancy by President Clinton. Dick Durbin of Illinois is the Senate's number two Democrat.
Three separate nominations by President Clinton to fill a vacancy on the Fifth Circuit were buried in the Senate Judiciary Committee under Republican leadership. The names are well known: Jorge Rangel, Enrique Moreno, and Alston Johnson. Never given a hearing to create this vacancy and opportunity to fill it with this nominee.
Still, Owen, who's 50, did get a well-qualified rating from the American Bar Association, as well as the highest score on the Texas bar exam. Republicans say as a woman, she shattered glass ceilings. In a similar vein, the new Progress for America TV ad stresses the life story of the other renominated federal court nominee.
Janice Brown is the daughter of sharecroppers. She put herself through school and rose to become the first African-American woman on the California Supreme Court.
Brown's defenders point out that the 55-year-old justice was re-elected to the California Supreme Court without opposition. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch says Brown wrote a majority of the majority opinions on that court.
And yet she's called an extremist because she's a conservative African-American.
Brown is also a very outspoken woman, a fact noted in the new ad from People for the American Way.
Her? She's so radical that she says with programs like Social Security and Medicare, seniors are cannibalizing their grandchildren.
Brown's home state Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein pointed to other comments Brown's made in speeches, such as when the judge claimed that, quote, where government moves in, community retreats, civil society disintegrates, all of which Brown said would lead to, quote, families under siege, war in the streets, and unapologetic expropriation of property and the precipitous decline of the rule of law. Feinstein said she could not bring herself to vote for Brown.
In my days on this committee, I've never seen a nominee who in their public utterances and while sitting on a court expresses such extreme views, views that are truly out of the mainstream of American thought.
At her confirmation hearing 2 years ago, Feinstein told Brown she found her speeches intemperate. Here's how Brown responded.
Well, I may speak in a very straightforward way. I'm very candid, and sometimes I'm passionately devoted to the ideals on which I think this country is founded.
But what disturbs Democrats about Brown even more than her rhetoric is what they describe as her disdain for the role of government. New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
If there were ever a judge, a nominee rather, who did not deserve to be on the D.C. Circuit, which is second to the Supreme Court involved in how our government should function, it would be a nominee who doesn't believe the government has any role in regulating economic activity. It would be Justice Brown.
Whether the nominee who triggers the nuclear option is Brown or Owen, Democrats vow either one will once again be stopped by a filibuster. In the end, though, this is less a fight about circuit court nominees than it is about what may be soon a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. If they are going to get rid of the judicial filibuster, Republicans would prefer to do so before the Senate votes on who will be the next justice of the nation's highest court. David Wellna, NPR News.